The Ramban in this week's Parsha says something which I would say is not only at first glance strange, but extremely stringent. Vayehi Rav ba'aretz vayered Avram lagur sham. Avram encounters a Rav, a famine, that strikes Eretz Canaan, and therefore he leaves Eretz Canaan and goes to live or to settle in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, Gam yetziato min ha'aretz shenitztaveh aleha betchila mipnei ha'rav. Avram's leaving Eretz Canaan, that he may well have been instructed to do in the onset because of famine, Avon asher chata. This was a sin of Avram. And not only was it sinful, Al ha'maisa hazeh nigzar al zaro galut Mitzrayim. The Ramban says extensively that perhaps this sin was cause for Bnei Yisrael in the future to be enslaved in Mitzrayim for 210 years. As a result of Avram's miscalculation, as a result of this mistake. And at first glance, you look at the Ramban, and you wonder, how could he say such a thing? Very, very difficult to understand. Was it really Avram's responsibility for causing Bnei Yisrael to be enslaved merely because Avram is immersed in trying to protect his family from famine? Because Avram is trying to attempt to save his family from being destroyed, from being killed, from being wiped out? Surely we're dealing with an issue of pikuach nefesh, where one is obligated to go to any extreme measures in order to ensure the preservation of life. So what does the Ramban mean? And I think the explanation is based on understanding something which is fundamentally sound with regards to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is unique to Am Yisrael. He is a unique character, not only in the fact that obviously he is the founder of monotheism, he is the prototype of finding one God, but Avraham Avinu is also unique from the other forefathers in the very fact that he is someone who is, so to speak, learning on the job. He goes through on-the-job training. How do you be a patriarch? How do you find God? What exactly should your mission be? How exactly do you respond to God's commandments? This is something which Avram is faced with less than Yaakov and Yitzchak. Yaakov and Yitzchak already had predecessors to learn from, namely Avram. But therefore Avram, because he is being trained on the job, so to speak, he is perhaps more fallible, perhaps more prone to error. And there is nothing wrong with that. Unfortunately, in Am Yisrael, we grow accustomed to reading books about Gedolim, to reading books about our biblical characters, and we paint pictures that are superficial pictures of perfection. We expect them never to make mistakes. We expect them to be beyond human characteristics. And this is not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if anything, if the Torah directs us to realize and recognize that the greatness of our biblical forefathers, the greatness of Gedolim to this very day, is the very fact that they are human, that they can deal with the world around them, that they are prone to error, but that nonetheless they continue, they persist. Their greatness is that they learn from the mistakes that they made, and yet we insist on painting them into figures of perfection. I heard recently an interesting shiur, or parts of the shiur, by Rabbi Benji Levine, the grandson of Rabbi Aryeh Levine, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And he explains that it was not by his choice, and perhaps not by his merit, that he happened to be surrounded, even as a child, by Gedolim, simply because he was the grandson of Rabbi Aryeh Levine. When he hung around with his grandfather, inevitably, he saw how the Gedolim behaved. And he said there was none of this narishkeit. No one should ever think that when Rabbi Aryeh Levine, or when Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would go to a shiva house, and women were sitting in one room and men in the other room, separated, that they did not venture into the women's side of the room to be Menachem Avol to the women who were sitting Avelut as well? Of course they did. Why would they not do so? Would demonstrate a lack of sensitivity, a lack of compassion towards the mitzvah. And when they went to a chasana, said Rav Benji Levine, one should not think for a moment that they didn't cross over the boundaries of the mechitza to go over and wish mazel tov to the women on the other side, to the kala, to the mother of the kala, to the mother of the chatan. Of course they did. Because that's what's necessary to be a mensch, to be involved in Derech Eretz, to be a decent person. Avraham Avinu made mistakes. Avraham Avinu perhaps was more prone to error than his followers. But there's nothing wrong with that. It was an experience that he had to go through, that had to transpire in order for him to develop the pristine character, the outstanding individual that he was. And interestingly enough, in the Akedah, after Avraham is about to sacrifice his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach. Vayomer malach Hashem, al tishlach yadcha el hanar ve'al ta'as lo me'uma. Do not touch this child. Do not inflict blemish or harm to this child at all. Ki ata yadati ki ere Elohim ata. Because I know now that you are God-fearing. And Rashi says, interestingly enough, that Avraham involved himself, based on the Medrash, in a conversation, in a dialogue with Hashem. Avraham was confused. Etmol amarte li ki biyitzchak ikari lecha zara. Yesterday you tell me that Isaac Yitzchak is going to be the bearer of my legacy. Vechazarta veamarta kachna et bincha. Then you go and tell me, take my child and sacrifice them. Achshav ata omer li al tishlach yadcha el hanar. Now you tell me to leave the child alone. Avraham says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I beg of you. I'm confused. What do you want me to do? What do you want from me? Am I supposed to allow the child to live to longevity and to produce the future generations? Or am I supposed to take him and sacrifice? Make up your mind. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kevi'achal HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him. Lo achalel briti. Umotza svatai lo eshaneh. I am not changing my plans. I am not changing my brit, the covenant. Kesha'amarti lechakach. Motza svatai lo eshaneh. When I told you to take the child, I'm not changing that either. Lo amarti lecha shachteyu. I never told you to take the child and to slaughter him or to sacrifice him. I told you, ha'aleu le'ola, offer him, raise him up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But never did I say that you are to harm him. It's interesting, Rav Aviner points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was explaining to Avraham Avinu that Avraham perhaps still maintained this exploratory fashion in which he needed to understand what were the instructions of Hashem. And perhaps there is no question Avraham had this link with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had an understanding of who Hashem was, but perhaps he had not reached the peak of completely comprehending what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. There was still a superficial understanding of Avraham or of Hashem's expectations of Avraham. Because Avraham reads HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions as, in order for me to fulfill God's command, I must physically sacrifice my child. Avraham is still immersed in the physical productivity, in the physical fulfillment of a mission. And yet Yitzchak here in the Akedah represents something completely different. V'ha'aleu le'olah. God says, raise the child, le'olah, Ola comes from the word ma'ala, ma'ale, higher, to raise him for greater purpose. Yitzchak would embody, not necessarily fulfillment of the physical world, of a physical action, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Avram to understand. Yitzchak embodies spirituality. There is an essence of Ruchniyut that exists. One can fulfill the commandment of Hashem. One can rise to that madrega, to that level, when he is completely immersed and enthralled in a state of spirituality. Not necessarily by having to go through physical motions. And it's interesting, Yitzchak later on in his life, when he approaches the same challenge as Avram, when there is a Ra'av be'eretz Canaan, when there is once again a famine, Yitzchak naturally turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'll go down to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no you won't. Ata ola tmima. You are a wholesome ola. You are someone who represents spirituality. You are not to leave the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And the message is clear. My dear Yitzchak, you who represent the essence of Ruchniyut, you don't need to go through the physical motions of leaving the country. You can deal with the challenge, because that is what you represent. The greatest way for a person, the most difficult way for a person to face and confront obstructions and challenges that exist in this world, there is no greater way to do so or to equip oneself to do so than with the bonds and the strength of spirituality. And that is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak. And perhaps, Rabotai, this is precisely the message that the Ramban is telling us with regards to Avram's mistake in facing the challenges of his Ra'av, the famine in Eretz Canaan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps expected from Avram to transcend the physical challenge of famine, to face the physical challenge not always through physical means, not always through going through the materialistic motions, but rather through a spiritual reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you should have stayed in the land. You should have faced the Ra'av, the famine. You're beyond the famine. You're beyond the problem of food. See beyond the immediate crisis and hardships and transcend. See the challenges and the greatness and equip yourself with spirituality. That is the level that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from Avraham Avinu to reach. And there was disappointment, perhaps, when Hashem saw that it did not happen in that particular challenge. We ourselves today face an economic challenge, economic hardships. And I have to be honest with you, even in my own personal life, I feel it as well. I go around lecturing in Chutz La'aretz, throughout countries in the diaspora, and there are many institutions that have said to me, Rabbi Hammer, we cannot host you because we just don't have the financial means right now. Now, it could very well be that they're trying to say nicely, we're not interested in having you come. And perhaps they're not interested in having me, per se, visit their community. That's also possible. But regardless of the way you look at it, there are challenges out there that all of us are now confronting in the world of a Ra'av, in the state of, I don't want to say famine, but certainly a challenging state, a challenging affairs of an economic crisis. In Mirtz Hashem, the Torah gives us this formula of how to transcend those problems. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should all be able to overcome them, to have a shana shel parnasa, a shana shel bracha. And through our greater understanding and appreciation, and by equipping ourselves with ruchniyut, the spirituality that truly allows B'nai Yisrael to survive, we should all be zoche to witness not only the Geulah Shleima, but a personal redemption in these hard times. And as a result of the challenges in front of us, we should be able to build and to strengthen ourselves in the world of spirituality. Shabbat Shalom.